Mike, and right now we're venturing down to Ann Arbor.
Well, it's time to run around the state, find out what's going on.
In the meantime, we're in Battle Creek.
Had a great time so far, and we're going to heighten that a little bit right here with an old friend.
We're going to go to the top of the mitten here pretty close.
We're going to run up 75 here today on the kind of east side of the state. Got some great interviews. We're going to start with one right here.
It's Business Beat with Chris Holman.
Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. We are on the island today. I'm Chris Holman, and of course we're at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island here for the Detroit Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference, the annual policy conference that brings, well, everybody together and talks about policy and how to fix things and a whole bunch of other things. Most importantly, it's extremely well organized and efficient. And here's the young lady behind all of that, Tammy Cartwright, the CEO at COO at the chamber here. I gave you a little promotion. Don't tell Sandy.
And you also called me a young lady, so I appreciate that also, Chris.
Well, I'm just seeing what I look at, all right, here. So, you know, this thing is exorbitant. I mean, it is huge. When do you start working on this, or do you ever stop?
So we will take 2 weeks off to do kind of a recap and debrief, and then in 2 weeks we will start planning next year's conference. And the reason why we have to start so early is you see the amazing keynote speakers that we bring in. You have to start a year ahead of time to get on their schedule. So we, you know, first we attack potential keynote speakers, and then the rest of the agenda flows out after that. But we get right to work.
You know, it's amazing, and I noticed that one of the speakers stood up and said, now, how many people are first-time attendees? And there was an amazing number of hands that went up. I didn't expect that.
Every year, about a third of our attend. So this year, we have 1,730-plus. Wow. Every year, at least about a third of our audience are first-timers. So there's always this flow and this change and influx. But that's great, because that's diversity of opinion, of thought, of diversity of business type. We love that.
So you have to be really proud of your staff, who I know are very proud of you, by the way. They talk very highly of you, and when you're running this kind of an organization, it's very hard to keep friends.
Yeah, well, we have an amazing team in total at the Detroit Chamber, but, you know, we have about 45 staff here, because we produce this all ourselves. And what we're lucky is we have a lot of institutional knowledge, some longtime team members. We have some young, new team members, millennials, who bring new thoughts and ideas to us about how to do things different, like FaceTime Live and, you know, enhancing things that way. And they just get here, and I'll tell you, Chris, coming into this week, I was so worried. Because we were all so confident, everything was all organized. We thought, what are we missing? Is the ball going to drop? We've got here, and it's been that way all week, and it's all because of our amazing team. They are the best.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is, because we got a little weather set in yesterday, it doesn't really matter. The weather doesn't affect what takes place here.
It really doesn't matter. People have learned to kind of come prepared with layers of whatever it might be. And even the rain didn't stay for long periods of time. And so I think when the sun comes out, though, that's when they start smiling, getting happy. So we like the sunshine.
Which is, as soon as you came down here, I noticed the sun came out. What's that about?
I think it's just finally the rain's gone through, and they know that we need this last day of sunshine.
You know, it's interesting, Tammy, because way back when this started as a Detroit policy conference, and it is no longer that. I mean, you're seeing major political announcements. You're seeing reports from, like, we just had the URC, the presidents of Wayne State, U of M, and Michigan State on. All that stuff, it has statewide ramifications. That's what this has become.
We have become Michigan center stage. We do now call this a statewide conference. And in fact, sometimes it's hard because people do still think it ought to be just Detroit-centric or Southeast Michigan. But it is a statewide conference, and as you referenced the Detroit Policy Conference, you know, that started on a boat.
I did not know that. Was it between here and Windsor?
I think the boat made several tours around. But I think they did. They went to Canada, they took a train, and then they got on a boat. But really, the whole policy conference history is it was at that time the Detroit Board of Trade, I think they called themselves, and the board of directors and some key members would go on a retreat on a boat.
Unbelievable.
They said it's time to take it on land.
Yeah, you're going to need a pretty big boat here for this this crew that's here.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, thanks so much for taking the time, because I know you have no time, and for putting this thing together and allow us to be part of it. It's just been incredible.
You are such a great supporter to everything we do, Chris, all year long, and it makes a big difference to us. Obviously, the Detroit Chamber is in Southeast Michigan, but you know, we care about everything in the state, and you help tell that story, so thank you.
Well, it's a great story to be told, and it needs to be shared. Tammy Karnreich, COO of the Detroit Chamber, and the artiste behind this policy conference. Thanks for stopping by, dear. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back on the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.